dear. This is a slightly abridged version of this story because it was a little bit too long, but and it's called Beneath the Fire. That nurse, that young Tara, did that thing with the window in my door, turning the key so they can goggle eye in at you. Then she banged open the door and told me my room stinked, and to get out of bed, and to go see this doctor. I made out I was asleep, but she yanked the duvet right off. Cover myself with my hands. She turns her back. "Get yourself sorted out," she says. Pulled open the curtain. Tara swiped her card at the lock and let us off the ward. Swiped it at another lock, got us on the stairs. I back away, pulling at my hair. "Dr. Amos says I should use a lift because of my heart," I say. And Tara bitching that my heart won't get no better if I'm just lazy in bed and the stairs do me good. And I wanted so bad to tell her to fuck herself. I stared at her. All that black eye makeup and red lip on. "Come on," she says. "It's only stairs." Folding my arms. "Dr. Amos says I gotta use the lift. It's only one flight of stairs. I can't fucking do it." "You're not that fat, you foul mouthed bitch. No skin off my nose. Take you back to the ward if you carry on." "But I can't." "That's up to you then. Won't that look good? You won't even cooperate. Go see him. Won't get to see your kids like that, will you?" Stood at the bottom of the stairs, smile on her face like a half moon cut with a red lippy, watching me holding the rail, my arse and my legs and my sweat and all, making my hair all wet with my breathing. I know what I look like. That smile on her face, listening to me struggling. Gonna get her, I am. She's sweet as pie, fluttering her lashes at the doctor as she lets me into the interview room. He smiles at her, looking at her titties. Tells me to sit down. The chair's rubbish. His eyes large like moles in his glasses, watching me trying to squeeze in. "Hello, Miss Morgan. My name's Richard Jones. I'm an independent something or other," he says. "How do you prefer to be called? Is Miss Morgan okay?" "Alison," I say. Then think about how I'm not scared, not of his mole eyes staring. "But if you're... well, you just keep on Miss Morgan if you're going to be a bastard to me." Doctor smiles at this, warm-like, scratching his sideburn, says, "That's understood." Wipe my palms on my joggers. "I'm nothing to do with this place, Alison. Your solicitor Jed asked me to come and do a report for the hearing next week." Watch his throat like a bobbin apple above his tie done up bad like a schoolboy's. "I don't work for anybody but myself, and what I think I'll put down regardless of what anyone else says or thinks." Make myself look at the doctor. "Jed says he's going to get the hearing to let me see Lucy." "Lucy's your child?" "There, with my aunt. I mean, my throat's dry. I mean, it's so nice for Lucy to be with my aunt in Scotland." He's glancing at the papers on the desk. "Your aunt's looking after... 'cause when I was little, I used to love staying with auntie." "Were they good, those times with your auntie?" The varnish on the desk with that headache-like smacking against it, and auntie stuffing parsley into pig insides going, "Yum, yum, yum, haggis is made from brains." And at dining table, making a face like she's eating brains till I squeal. And on the spot, I want to get out the room, like needing a pee. Only I don't need to pee, need to get out the room right then. "Are you in touch with your aunt often? How's your daughter finding it? When did you last hear from her?" The hairs in my nose singeing. It's nosebleed burn, but worse. My eyelashes are light, and Lucy screaming. And I'm shouting, "Fuck off," at the doctor. "Leave me alone." And he lowers his head, passes me a tissue. He's not shouting at me for swearing. Not saying, "Right, all your leaves off the ward are cancelled, you hear?" I blow my nose, stare into the tissue. He's scribbling on his piece of paper. My breathing and the scratch of his pen. Please, please don't put down me shouting at you. Please don't put it down. They'll never let me see. They'll never let me if you do. I'm sorry, doctor. I'm sorry. I won't do it again. I'm so sorry, doctor. He looks up, turns a piece of paper round for me to read. Only all I can see is his scribble. Turning pink, I wipe my eyes again.
Can you read?
It don't matter anyway, I say, and look at the unplugged computer resting in the corner of the room on a little trolley, and wonder if I knew how to work one, what I'd be able to do on it.
I wrote, he says, reading his piece of paper.
Miss Morgan becomes very distraught, which means upset, when we started to talk about her older child, Lucy. Shelley's screaming, breaking blackboard on nails. Her screaming, scraping right down inside my bones. Tugging, tug, tug, Lucy won't stop pulling at me. Mummy, 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 whining. Pawing at my hair, at my arm. Pulling at my clothes, curled up on bed. Pressing Shelley against me. Her screaming, getting inside my brain. Cutting into the backs of my eyes. My tear oozing milk down the side of her face. Won't suck. Screaming and screaming. Press her into my belly. Lucy screeching, mummy, mummy, mummy. Shelley screaming day and night. Day and night. Won't stop, both of them. Can't make them stop. Stop.
Is that fair enough? What I have written? Would you say it's accurate?
Stare at the furry hair on his knuckles. I need your advice. My stomach sicky. The walls of the room making me all whitewashed in. Linking his hands on the desk. Leaning forward, pressing me in with the white walls staring.
To write this report, to do your circumstances justice, I need to talk to you. Talk to you about what happened. But I know that must be a very upsetting thing for you.
Everything. Always white. Like snow on the rotten bins to make them look all clean. All the evil things always covered white so you don't know, you don't fight when they come to get you.
So how do you suggest, how do you advise we do this?
Blinking at me, his shirt, white, lumps all in my throat.
Is it best we just get started by some of the housekeeping out the way? You know, how long you've been here, how old you are?
Chris raises an eyebrow at me.
What's it tonight then, chick?
Pint of Stella, I say, hopping on a stool.
Who's she?
This is my missus.
You're old enough to be her dad. Fuck off, only 2 years older than her.
His eyes all hurt.
Never ask a woman her age.
Pushing my chair back.
Doctor smiles at that.
Okay, I won't. And his eyes all crinkle and blink shut when he smiles, big behind his glasses, his mouth all loppy.
Okay, how long have you been here?
I study the pattern of the wood on the desk.
Since court?
And before the court you were? I run my finger on the desk, the varnish trapping all the roughness beneath.
In Burns Unit in Queens, then in the Locker Holloway. That is till they trialled me and the judge said to come here.
Why did the judge say that?
Should ask him, I say, picking at my nails,
my eyes feeling all squashed in my head.
Leaning his palms at me, I'm not here to ask the judge.
Cos he thinks I'm schizoid, don't he? Cos doctor said I'm schizoid and I should come here.
And you think the doctor was right?
His elbow resting on my file.
I'm not schizoid.
No? Pink and blue paper filling it fat with lies.
No. There are lots of schizoids here. Seeing things and thinking Bin Laden's out to get them and all that.
And you don't?
I stare at it. And he turns, looks down at the file.
I've been in this business a long time. Long enough to listen to what is said, rather than trust what's written down.
Glance up, stare at my nails with all them white flecks in them.
Bin Laden's got better things to do than waste his time with someone like me. Don't you think there might be forces at work here that made this happen? Why do you think it went wrong? Pick in a sharp corner of thumbnail. Try and keep everything down in my belly. I shouldn't have had my second. It was different than with Lucy. Different having Shelley than it was with Lucy. With Lucy, he was there. He? Chris. Who's Chris?
Food? Is that all you think about? Disgusting! Why have you let yourself go? Look how fat you have. How am I supposed? How's any man supposed when you've let yourself get?
You don't need to think up no excuses. I don't give a shit if you sleep around.
I know you. Know what you're doing. Puts a finger to his head. Your game. No, that's why you keep saying you're not in the mood.
Breathing into my face.
Keep putting the idea in my head, don't you? Deliberate, clever bitch. Keep denying me, don't you? Kiss me.
No. His chest going in and out.
Fucking with my head, aren't you? Get me so frustrated I go shag someone else and you can be all proven right. About what a bastard I am. I know what you say about. I'm a good husband, do you hear? Just you fuck off, all right?
I shove him hard away.
Don't you hit me.
Grabs me, pulling at my top, sour breath breaking against me, tears running down his face.
I know my rights. I'm your husband. You can't keep saying no. I'm a man. You're my wife. Kiss me.
No.
Start working myself free. Shoves me back against the wall. Why are you making me? Why are you making me?
Wetting my face with his face. Tearing at my trousers.
You're so hot, chick.
His mouth pressing down so hard. Can't breathe. Alcohol, fags, perfume.
Stop it. Squirming down the wall. Get away from. Stop it. No.
My breath clenches out. His nails forcing in. Hurt so bad.
His fingers inside and Lucy's screaming for me. Her little fingers grabbing at him. Trying to pull me free. Go to your room or I'll fucking tan you.
Pressing against me. He tries to kick her.
Why does nobody obey me?
I hear my scream, fistful of hair tight in his fist.
Anything, leave her alone, I'll do anything.
His stomach quivering.
If you want, please, I'll do any in. Just leave her, please leave her.
The doctor's talking, but the sickness in my belly. Pardon? I can't look at him.
Chris, who is he?
Was his wife.
Had you separated by the time you had Shelley?
He says again.
Did that make things much more difficult?
Nod. I understand. So you feel things went wrong as having a second child without the support of your husband was too...
I hold everything in my throat. With Lucy, he wasn't. Not support, but...
I'm sorry. The doctor's eyes blink behind his glasses.
Weren't you saying that having a second child with your husband having left you led to things breaking down?
Yes. Hugging Shelley against my breast, trying to warm her.
I'm sorry, you've lost me.
Yes.
Yes? Are you okay? I'm sorry, I know this is difficult.
Yes.
Why don't we? Shall we talk about something else, a little easier for her?
Least someone wanted me before when Lucy was born. Even he weren't there. With Shelley, with him and the police and... Shelley's little lips and her little nose so soft under my palm. Can't stop the bubbles in my throat. And my eyes are burning. And the doctor's eyes are all sad and coming round my side of the desk, handing me a tissue, holding my hand.
Feeling the doctor tighten. Look round. Come in, he says. Staying where he is, holding my hand.
And I'm all twisted as Tara stares at us.
Doctor in his suit leaned up against the desk, holding my hand,
me all redness and blubber from crying. Well, she says.
Is everything okay? Can I help you?
He says. Well, she says, frumps herself up, looking down at us like she'd caught us having sex or something.
I'm afraid it's medication time and Alison needs her medication. We close the medication room at 1:30 and it's already 1:40.
I'm sorry about this, but I'm sure it'll be okay for Alison to take her medication late on this occasion.
Nurse in charge is keeping medication room open especially and needs to know if you'll be...
I'm afraid we need to complete the interview,
but I'm afraid we shut the medication room at 1:30.
He breathes in. Forgive me. I'm causing an inconvenience. I'm sorry. Could it be at all possible to ask nurse in charge if on just this one occasion to bear with me? I'm ever so sorry about this. Will be another 30 minutes.
Well, I'll just have to tell nurse in charge what you...
I'll be up onto the ward in any case to look at Miss Morecambe's medication chart and will apologise in person to...
Who did you say was in charge?
Angie, Staff Nurse Taylor. I'll ask nurse in charge and see what she...
I'll apologise to Angie in person for the inconvenience I'm causing.
And he smiles a thick-lipped, charming smile.
I'll tell Staff Nurse Taylor you'll be another 30 minutes so she can close the medication room. I'll tell her you'll be 30 minutes,
Tara says, as she bustles off.
He puts his hands together on the desk again.
Are you feeling a bit better now?
I nod.
A couple of questions, do you mind? I'm sorry to put you under pressure, but it does seem we'll have to keep half an hour on the time. I read that you don't get out of bed, that you have problems washing. Is that correct?
I nod.
I do wash. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Do you find it hard?
Nod.
Blow my nose again.
Why is that?
Dunno. Some people find thinking of just one word to describe how they're feeling, it helps them to communicate a sense of what they're experiencing. If you could use only one word...
A shrug.
Describe how maybe you feel when you're lying in bed. Is there one word that sums it up?
Wearing.
Wearing? I don't under...
Stare into the blue-white bar light. It throb-throb in my eyes.
I point up.
Like that, I say.
Always on.
Under your eyelids, wearing you out.
I see. That's a good way to describe it. Really helps me to get a sense. And what medication are you on? Do you know anything to help you with that feeling of wearing out?
On Dipixel.
Anything else? Nothing to help you with your mood?
Shake my head.
Stuff for the loo?
Ah, yes, that can be a side effect of Dipixel.
Why do you think you're on Dipixel?
Because I told you. Think I'm schizoid, don't they? I tell them I never had heard voices, no different, needle every week in the bottom.
I understand you don't hear voices, and his eyes go all bright and his mouth all loppy again, that you're fully aware Bin Laden's got far too many bomb factories to keep going than to bother with you. Can feel my cheeks, look down at desk, smiling.
But I was led to understand that you felt that evil spirits had entered you around the time of the...
Do you feel you might be on Dipixel to help you with...
No!
Pressing my hands against the table. Never said that. My face all hot. That wasn't it. That doctor, she kept trying at me. That wasn't it. That, with what I had and the burns and prison, I couldn't get my words out. But it wasn't. Said to her, it wasn't like that. That wasn't. But she kept pouncing. That wasn't it. It wasn't.
He pushes the box of tissue over. I wipe my face, the chair all digging and squeezing me, my back and all the doctor all bug-eyed staring like I'm lying, like I'm cheating.
That wasn't it. It wasn't like she said, doctor, weren't no spirit possessing. I don't know why I don't know why I...
Crossing, uncrossing my arms, salt wet in my mouth, bitter like everything inside me.
Help me understand.
No, you don't understand. You don't under... pushing back in the chair. Don't know why I... Don't know why I... I wasn't anywhere. My spirit, like, it left me, like I was cold and far, watching me getting them all cleaned, like I said to her. Getting them all cleaned. Shelley's little lips and her little nose so soft under the hard pressing down of my palm. Bliss of her peaceful silence. I open my eyes. For the first time in weeks and weeks, she's quiet. And I can wipe her, clean her bum with wet wipes like she needs, and make her comfortable, and hug Lucy, quiet now too, and test the water with my elbow, weave my fingers through the smoothness of Shelley's hair and soft scalp, lathering it up, citrus and springtime tickling at my nose from the shampoo, and tilting her sweet head back, rinsing the soap away, wispy like cotton her hair when it's dry, clean and baby smelling she is, and changing her properly, and putting her in the nice little baby pink suit with yellow flowers. And for the first time since she came out of me, she looks content and clean, humming in my ears, the dark with my eyes closed, can feel my skin. Slip my hand under my top, spread my fingers round my belly, lumpy, tight, tissue crisp skin, scratch in with my rough picked sharp nails, pinch and dig my fingers in, let pain slow my breathing.
Are you okay?
Nudging me, the box of tissues. Can't look. Please help me understand. You felt like you were watching yourself. Her top alight. White flame. Lucy screaming. I'm sorry to push you. You felt that you were watching yourself getting your children all cleaned up. Had you already decided to do what you did? Combing. Lucy trying not to yell out as I work the comb through the tangle knotting up her hair. Her face all scrunching up in ouches, and I love her so badly it's twisting up till it feels like my ribs are broke. Lucy wide eyes staring up as I separate her hair into two pleats, and with hair bands make her hair into ponies like she likes. Shelley swimming round me, wrinkled purple screaming. Both of them, day and night, doctor. Couldn't feel nothing, couldn't see nothing. Not even move myself to loo. Nothing was like nothing. I don't know why I... She's so upset, doctor.
It's okay.
No, she's so upset. All the time, nothing was in me. I went good for nothing. Couldn't clean her, hardly feed them. Only screaming, 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 both of them, day and night. Day and night. Bedtime, Lucy. Be a good girl. We'll all go in bed. My wee cooling on my legs. Pulling Lucy to me. Her nails cutting into me. Her face buried in my stomach. Blue. Watching it like magic blue. Floating above the chair. Growing, sucking, spreading, linking. In rainbow orange, clawing out. And blackening my wall. Listen to its breathing, like it's living, cracking, popping, smelling smoky warm, like mummy and bonfire, whiz and bang, glistening silver on black sky night, holding mummy's hand, Guy Fawkes alight, sky exploding and showering, candy floss sticking. I'm sorry things got so difficult for you, for your children. Taking off glasses, staring. You know what I'd done. I'm not your doctor, but let me say this, in case it is useful, turning away from him. We all, every one of us, will make a million actions in a lifetime. It is irrational for anyone to say the whole of someone can be defined by any one action, however terrible. Do you understand? My belly pressing sicky into the back of my mouth. Let me put it another way. If a man kills his wife and the next day risks his own life to save two drowning children from certain death, is the man a good man or an evil man? Is it accurate to describe this man as good? Is it accurate to describe him as evil? Perhaps this would be useful for you to think about. Smoke making ghosts, curling like cuddle, cradle in the bed, wet with sweat, hazy and thick, sleepy like cloud, and shelly against my breast, cool against my skin, cuddled to me sleeping. And Lucy, chin digging in between my breast and shoulder, her skin hot, sticky, soft, smelling of Johnson and Colgate, fast little heart against my ribs, boom, 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 echoing inside me like she did before she was born. Her nails dig, scratch, like she's trying to claw inside me, break through this clammy skin of mine, this shell of meat and bone that's left her all alone since she came out of me. I'm sorry, doctor. Fold my chin against my chest. Try and keep the noise in my throat as I shake. Feel him watching, reaching for my hand again. I'd like to see you're given something to help you with your mood. I think it's an aspect of your treatment that has not yet been properly explored. They think I didn't love them. My words choke again. Lose myself in the blood noise echoing in my head. The feel of his fingertips against the inside of my wrist. Like that picture of me in the news and what they all wrote. Sometimes I think it true, doctor. What they all wrote about me is true, every word of it. Come in. I'm sorry to interrupt. It's 30 minutes and nurse in charge sent. Tara stopped speaking, staring at the doctor holding my hand again. Well, she says. I'm sorry I kept Alison so long, but if you're feeling up to it, looking at me, we're okay to wrap up now. She stares at me, cleaning up my face with a tissue. Well, it doesn't matter now, does it? Nurse in charge has sent me down with Alison's tablets. Says she can take her medication down here, nurse in charge says. That's fine, although I think we've covered all we need to have covered today. Tara frumping in the room with my medication. I grip the doctor's hand. Standing myself up, I kiss him on the cheek. Sandpaper and lynx prickles my lips. Here, Tara. I turn round, all my tablets on the floor by her feet. Water splashed up her leg, tops upside down, her mouth open. Thank you, doctor, I say. He steps back, shaking his head, smiling. Are you okay? He says to Tara, handing her the box of tissues. Fuck, she says, her red lips all thin, dabbing at her legs. Thank you. Trying to keep my breathing steady, watch her bending down, her fat arse in the air, on her knees picking up the tots and the spilt pills. Glancing at the doctor, I hold my hands together to stop them shaking. Look back down at her. Nurse, I say, need to take my medication, please. From her hands and knees, she looks up at me.